Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to talk to you about, wow, this is a really interesting, different, you probably never heard a teaching on this before. Ready? Bells, pomegranates, and the robes of the priests. Bells, pomegranates, and the robes of the priests. Yeah, just this weekend, we got done preaching at a heretical church, stood outside of it, and we went to a park right across the street from it to work online and eat lunch and relax after we preached out there for 2.5 hours. And this false heretical Hebrew root man that lives in this town, he knew about us from a year before when we were at another church preaching. He showed up. I rebuked him that time. Well, he found us in the park. He came and he started blowing his shofar at us, his ram's horn. And he started saying things like, I told him, I said, I don't want to talk to you, go away. And he said, it's a public park. And he stood there talking to me. And he told me things about my tunic, telling me that I'm not biblical because I don't have bells and pomegranates on the bottom of my tunic. Let's talk about this. I thought it would bring up a good discussion. So let's discuss this. So first, number one, we don't keep Torah law. So he mistakenly thinks I'm trying to keep Torah and wear a priest garb as I wear my tunic. No, we wear tunics and ladies wear long dresses because in Genesis 3:21, God shed blood, killed animals, and covered Adam and Eve with a garment, a kutneth, a tunic. And this was long before Torah law. So we're not trying to copy what was in the priesthood in the Levitical law. We'll talk about that. I'll give you some scripture verses on that. So we're not trying to do Torah law. We don't do Torah law. We do some pre-Torah things like tunic, like marriage, like dominion, like don't drink blood. And then we keep the new covenant. And I teach all about that at the teaching blog at don'tperish.com. But next I want to talk about why did God have these things on the bottom of the priest's robe? So he brought up pomegranates. Well, it is in the scripture. Let me share it with you. It's interesting. Let's talk about this. Exodus 28:33-35. And beneath upon the hem thou shalt make pomegranates of blue and of purple and of scarlet, and round the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about. And a golden bell and a pomegranate, and a golden bell and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe about. And it shall be on the Aaron to minister, and he shall, and his sound, I think this is really important, his sound shall be heard when he goeth in unto the holy place before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not. So God had the priests, Aaron, put pomegranates and bells at the bottom of their robes. They all wore tunic-like robes. And then Exodus 39:24-27. And they made upon the hems of the robe pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet and twine linen. And they made bells of pure gold. And they put the bells between the pomegranates and upon the hem of the robe, round about between the pomegranates, and a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, around the hem of the robe to minister in, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they made coats, kutneth, tunics, of fine linen and woven work for Aaron and his son. So those are the scripture verses that talks about the bells and the pomegranates. And again, we don't model that. We're not under Torah law today, but tunics are for today. That was well before Torah law. So I want to talk about this. I think it'll be interesting. We don't know exactly why. Let's just be frank. Can't be dogmatic. Scripture does not tell us why bells and why pomegranates. It doesn't. What do bells and pomegranates represent? Again, can't be dogmatic. The Bible does not teach on it at all, meaning it telling us exactly what those things mean. Now, outside of God's word, this is not scripture, there's many kinds of Jewish folklore about bells and pomegranates. And I'm really not even going to go into that. You could look it up sometime if you want, but it's in history, but it's not in the word of God. The word bells only appears a few times in scripture, and we are going to logically discern what those bells were on the bottom of their hem. Let's read some verses. They make sound as the priest serves the Lord in the temple, and apparently that was pleasing to God. Exodus 28:35, and it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goeth into the holy place and before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not. So God wanted his service to be heard. I think that's really a key. Some people have said he had to have bells on so they could hear him moving, because if he was killed by the power of God and he was in sin, no bells, they would pull him out with a rope. I don't know about all that. I'm not going to tell you that teaches that clearly in Scripture. It doesn't. But bells. Could it be that the bells that make sound mark the priest and he's doing his service, making a noise as he's obeying and working for the Lord? Is that pleasing to God? I think it is. What does the Bible say about this? Psalm 81:1. Sing aloud unto God our strength, make a joyful noise unto God. So in that case, it's singing, but God wants his priest to be heard, apparently. And the singing is heard, the priest's bells are heard. How about Jesus when he says, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey? Mark 16, Matthew 28. This life of serving Christ is definitely not a quiet life. We make noise. So I think there's some correlation. Can't be dogmatic. The Bible doesn't teach it. I'm just saying, could it be an archetype of us serving God and making noise as we work, whether it be singing, praying, preaching, teaching, rebuking? Definitely, we're not to be idle. Nope. Definitely, we're not to be silent as we serve God. So the bells on the garment were making noise, and it was showing the priest was at work before God. That's what we can definitely say. All right? And to not make a noise before the Lord means you're not working, which in a way means you're kind of denying and disobeying God in Aaron's case. But Matthew 10:33 says, whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. I have a question. If you know the gospel and you know Christ and you don't tell people and you keep quiet because you don't want persecution, you're quiet. You're not ringing your bell. You're not doing your work. You're not doing your service. Christ says he'll deny you. I think there is an archetype there that we can talk about. Again, not dogmatic in Scripture, but it's kind of a subtle archetype. And the Old Testament is full of all types of shadows, archetypes. I think bells are a possible archetype for us today. We're to be working, to be making noise, singing, praying, rebuking, teaching, preaching the gospel. Ephesians 2:10 said we're made for good works. So let's make noise, saints, because we're told to work, do good works, let our works be seen before men, and to lift up our voices. I've got articles on those at the teaching blog at don'tperish.com. Lift up your voice and preach. So we shouldn't be silent as we serve him. Aaron wasn't supposed to be silent. We're to be making various godly, obedient works that comes with sounds, preaching, rebuking, singing, praying, as I said. Why? We're his priests today. The Bible says we all, Peter says we're all part of a royal priesthood. So I also find it's interesting how God ties these things back to his people's clothing. He dressed Adam and Eve. Now he puts bells and pomegranates. And in the New Testament, it talks about we get robes of righteousness. God's always cared about how his creation dresses, and he always will care about it. It's important. We've got lots of articles at the teaching blog about dress for men, dress for women, women covering their heads. Very, very important. We also see in Scripture that noise, trumpets often announce his service, war, when wrath is coming, even Christ's return. He returns at the last trump. A trump is a noise. A bell makes a noise. I'm just saying, I think bells surely could represent an archetype that his people are making noise at work for him, and we're not to be silent. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. That's making noise. We're not silent in doing that. So the bells in the service of God today, we don't wear bells, we don't wear pomegranates, but today we're still working, and with our mouths, we're the instrument. Now that's important. We're the instrument. We don't use instruments. We are the instrument. So with our mouth, we glorify God, we preach, we teach. So that's what I would say about bells. What about pomegranates? You're probably going, what is he talking about? Well, it might interest you to learn that about 20 times in Scripture, pomegranates are talked about. It was used in the temple building decoration, and it's also one of the fruits of the land of Israel. Solomon had it on the pillars of the temple. 1 Kings 7:20. And the chapters upon the two pillars had pomegranates also above over against the belly, which was by the network. And the pomegranates were 200 in rows about upon the other chapter. And it was one of the fruits of Israel, Deuteronomy 8:8. And a land of wheat and of barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates and a land of olives and honey. So again, I want to be clear. The Bible doesn't tell us much at all about pomegranates and why they were on the priest's robes. But this is a fruit that's often mentioned in Scripture. Here's an interesting note. And look this one up. There's your Bible study homework. The spies brought back pomegranates when they went to check the land out and came back. That's kind of interesting. But again, some non-biblical points about the pomegranate. This is not from Scripture. This is what some people say. So ready? You've got people out there that say, and this is true, the pomegranates have hundreds of seeds. I did some research. A pomegranate, they say, can have between 300 and 1,000 seeds in it. That's a lot of seeds. That's a lot more seeds than almost any other fruit I know of. Some people have said God liked the pomegranate because it marked his 613 laws. I don't know about that. That's what custom says. I don't know about that. I can't answer to that. But here's some facts for you. Ready? And I've had pomegranates. They're delicious. I love fruit. They're delicious. And here's some facts about them. Ready? Most of a pomegranate is seed. All those seeds we talked about. So it's very, very, very fruitful. It produces much. Hey, God wants us to produce much. I think there's an archetype. How about this one? It's very sweet. The Bible talks about us or God's people being a sweet savor unto him. A lot of times that has to do with sacrifices, incense, all those things. But the pomegranate's very sweet. It has lots of seeds. It's very fruitful. How about this one? You squeeze it, what comes out? Red, and like blood. Interesting. Not saying that's biblical. I'm just telling you, when you squeeze a pomegranate, the stuff around the seeds, it's like red blood is what comes out of a pomegranate. And then here's an interesting one. I looked at a picture. Somebody said this. I'm like, come on. I looked at it. Pomegranate has like a crown on the top of it. There's like a little crown on the top of the pomegranate. Again, Bible doesn't teach us that, but we know that crowns are important in the Bible, so I don't know if that is any correlation there. I'm not saying this is from Scripture, not saying that's definitely an archetype, just some interesting facts. And some people say, legend has it, that it was the forbidden fruit in the garden. We have no idea if that's true or not. It wasn't an apple. We don't know if it was an apple, but it doesn't tell us. But some Jewish folklore says it was the pomegranate, but again, that's not what the Bible says. We do know from history in Egypt, it represented blessings and fertility because of all the seeds that it had. So again, I want to be clear. I can't be dogmatic telling you what the bell or the pomegranate on the priest's robe was really all about biblically. I know the bell had to do with making noise. I know his people today are supposed to make noise. So I think we can accurately say that is a type of an archetype. And singing, laboring, preaching, as I said. And we know we're to be a sacrifice to God. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So there's our priesthood. We're serving God. We're living sacrifices. And again, going back to the pomegranate, we're called to be fruitful. Jesus tells us in John 15 to produce much fruit. And, you know, it talks about the parable of the seed sower. And so I just think these are all interesting. You got blood red. You've got lots of seeds. You've got something very fruitful. You got something that's talked about all over Scripture. It's hanging on the bottom garment of a priest. Really interesting to ponder these things, even though the Bible doesn't clearly explain it dogmatically for us. So are these archetypes of other things? I think we got to be careful not to read too much into it, but I think we also can see that God's ways are not man's ways, and God does all things for a reason, don't you think? Proverbs 16:4, the Lord made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of the evil. So ponder this man calling me out for my no pomegranates on my tunic, which mine don't. Aren't supposed to have pomegranates. God didn't put pomegranates on Adam and Eve. That was for the Levitical priests. But the Old Testament priests did wear robes and breeches. I wear breeches, pants. I wear a robe, but that was given to Adam and Eve. The tunic was given to Adam and Eve. And so what does it mean for us today as we serve as his priests, his people? Can we draw some wisdom, some truth, some meaning, maybe some subtle archetypes for our service today? The bells making a noise for our service to the Lord. Pomegranates being fruitful, being a sweet sacrifice unto the Lord. Remembering the blood of Christ. I guess when I think about the pomegranate now, I don't know what you'll think about. When I think of the bells, I'm going to think of, I want to make a noise for the Lord always in my service. And when I think of the pomegranate, I'm going to think of fruitful seeds being sweet and the blood of Christ. Those are just important to me. And that's all over Scripture. So hopefully that blesses you. Draw wisdom, truth, meaning, and strength from those things. Check out don'tperish.com. Most important, the gospel. Check out the Ecclesia gathering area. We add to it every single day. And I hope that blessed you with some wisdom and truth about bells, pomegranates, and the priest's robe. Definitely, if you're a saint of God, you should be wearing a tunic or a dress-like garment, robe-like garment today. Go look up all of our articles and teachings on that. You don't have to have pomegranates. Eat the pomegranates. They're delicious. And you don't have to have bells, but definitely make a joyful noise and service, lifting up your voice. The Bible tells us, lift up our voice unto the Lord and preach the gospel to the lost and to the world to glorify him. Love y'all. Hope that was edifying to you. Till next time, may God be praised.